Welcome to How Sound Waves Work at DMX Touro College. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast featuring our world-class engineer, Edward Espinal, and your host, Ivan Ramos. Today we have two exceptional students, Joswizzle and Juan, engaging in a conversation about sound waves. Let's tune in. Something tells me we might learn something.
Yo, what up, Juan?
Hey, what's up, Joswizzle?
I'm here studying for my exam at Touro College, and I need help with these three questions. Can you help me?
Sure, why not?
All right, my first question is, what is a sound wave?
A sound wave is the vibration of molecules in the air.
What do you mean by vibrations of molecules in the air?
You hear a conversation?
Yeah.
Those are sound waves vibrating in the air at different frequencies.
Okay, that was my next question. What is frequency?
Frequency is defined as a number of cycles per unit time, which one cycle is composed of compression and refraction.
Okay, the part two is, what is pitch?
Pitch is an auditory sensation in which a listener assigns musical tones, high and low, to relative positions on the musical scale, based primarily on the frequency of vibration.
Okay, I'm kind of confused. Is pitch related to frequency?
Yes, they are. Pitch is closely related to frequency, but the two are not equivalent. Frequency is an objective scientific concept, whereas pitch is subjective. Some waves themselves do not have pitch, and their oscillations, vibrations, can be measured to obtain a frequency.
Okay, I understand now. And my last question is, what is amplitude and loudness?
Amplitude is the height of the wave, which we perceive as loudness.
Oh, so do you have a chart I can see?
Yes, I do have a chart. Here's a chart, and it'll explain about amplitude and everything else we've been talking about.
All right, thank you, Juan.
Thank you for tuning in with us for How Sound Waves Work. I hope you learned as much as I did. You can find this podcast on all social networking sites. Simply look up How Sound Waves Work. Till next time.